Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 2 minutes past 6 a.m. on your Thursday morning. What a night last night. State of Origin. Game one, the MCG.
Look, disappointing game for the Maroons, but a good game overall, hey.
Great game to watch compared to last year with the riveting 4-2 scoreline that was game one. New South Wales getting on top by 10 points. This guy, who's speaking right now, quite chuffed. Girl across from me, not so chuffed.
Mate, you were so chuffed you were having a nap.
Yeah, you were having a bit of a sleep, but that's all right, mate. But anyway, what we are doing today, Jess, is we have a jam-packed show. How many people are coming in?
Oh, mate, we've got too many visitors.
It's too many.
Too many visitors.
I thought we capped the show on two, but today we have four.
Well, there's so much going on, Tim. So Amy Shark, she's going to be on the show after 8 o'clock.
You need to be super chill because Amy Shark is like one of my faves.
Absolutely.
Man. One of my faves, and I want to separate my love for Amy Shark, and make sure that we talk about her new album.
Can I embarrass you just a little bit with her, though?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you 2 seconds to embarrass me.
I'll try my best.
That's right.
Also, coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to be chatting to someone from Salt Power Yoga.
Yes, Paul runs the joint.
The beer and yoga this Sunday.
You told me that, hey Tim, there's a yoga session called Blokes and Beers. And I threw my money at you.
Right?
I threw my money at you so hard.
Shut up and take my money.
Apparently,
this is going
to
be
amazing. Apparently, I don't even need to throw my money at you, but we'll talk to Paul a little bit after 8:30. What's coming up next, though, bud?
I want to tell you about a woman who's gotten herself pregnant from a squid.
Mate. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you up next.
All right.
A squid got her pregnant. It's totally possible.
All right, we've all got nicknames for it, but that's a bit much.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Not often you hear the words, a woman was impregnated by a squid, Tim, but this is how I want to kick off your Thursday morning.
Well, good morning, first of all, but continue. You've got me.
Her tongue was impregnated by raw squid when she's a 63-year-old woman. Inseminated.
That's good to hear because I know it's difficult to get pregnant when you get older, so congratulations.
So the squid that she had was undercooked and she hadn't removed...
Oh, she was eating it. I thought she was going for a swim and just had a bit of a pash with Captain Ink.
Just the local wildlife getting friendly. No, she's eating the squid, but she hasn't prepared it properly, so it's undercooked.
Rookie.
I had eaten it without removing its internal organs.
Yes.
So she takes a bite. And her tongue is inseminated with squid sperm.
Great. Good morning. her tongue, how can it be inseminated? Is he just kind of...
Well, because it was undercooked, so it was still kind of like...
Yeah, but I'm trying to say, even if it like releases its little fellas...
Yes.
How can that create life?
The doctor said they examined the woman, they discovered 12-inch small white spindle-shaped bug things embedded in her tongue and gums.
Gums. So that's a forever sickness.
Yuck. Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be eating squid that I've prepared because I'm not a squid preparer.
Look, first of all, unfortunate. Condolences to that lady's mouth. You never... want that outcome.
Not just one little baby, a litter. Twelve. She's got a litter
Not
in
often
her mouth.
Do you go to the doctor and expect to say, congratulations, you've got a litter of squid on the way. In 2 weeks, they will all grow and slither out of your mouth.
I don't know how they removed it or if they've removed it just yet, I can't imagine it would be a nice procedure.
Oh, no. And religious groups everywhere would be against it. So you got to be careful. But congratulations. We'll send a card, 12 of them, naturally. And just be careful. Cook your squid, guys.
Yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, are you aware of where Logan in Queensland is?
No.
So it's about half an hour south of Brisbane,
right.
I believe. Could be wrong. So it's about 6-7 hours away from here. A lady... Very unfortunate, made a very unfortunate mistake and was pulled over drink driving in a bottle-o in Logan. And obviously, not cool.
Right.
We don't recommend that. Drinking responsibly, don't drink and drive. That's an obvious thing
drink
that we promote.
Drink driving in a bottle-o.
Well, they like that's when they got her.
Right.
So it wasn't like she was just sitting there revving going, ah, not again.
She was drink driving and she went, I need some more and pulled into a bottle.
So this lady who is choosing to remain nameless for a very obvious reason that I'll let you know right now. She thought she was being smart. She knew she'd had too much to drink, but she wanted to go to the Bottle-O to keep the party going.
Right.
She's like, I'm not going to drive a car. That's silly. Why would I drive a car? I'll jump on my horse and go for a trot. So she's...
I mean, to be fair, the horse is doing a lot of the work in that situation, isn't it?
Like, well, is the horse... Like, was the horse drunk? This is where it gets... Like, the police report's not very clear. So the Queensland...
You can get charged for riding a horse and drinking?
Of course you can, mate.
Really?
It's dangerous. Do you think at the equestrian in the Com Games, they're like, all right, everyone tequila shots before we head out there? La-di-da.
That's how the sprinters do it, Tim.
She was pulled over, 51 years old, very, very intoxicated. Police obviously want to remind the public that drink driving does just not mean a vehicle. It does include horses. I'm going to also say cattle. I'm going to say bikes. It's like when you go through...
Hang on, wait a second. Bikes as well.
Absolutely, mate. That's a mode of transport. Any mode of transport you can't be drunk on.
I thought it was only like motorized things.
No. Transport can be a skateboard. It can be a bicycle.
You can't get charged for drinking and skateboarding.
Well, give me five shots and a skateboard and I'll prove you wrong.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And today it's a proud day for CQ, Tim.
Yes.
Because Queensland's cleanest beach is right here in central Queensland.
Can you please tell us all which beach we should all be super proud of?
Tanum Sands. Congratulations. Tanum Sands is the cleanest beach in all of central Queensland. And apparently it's all it came about after the Boyne Island Lions Club entered the Boyne-Tanum region into the Tidy Towns campaign.
A lot of life-saving clubs or community groups enter their beach, and it's a beautiful beach. But the thing is, we're blessed with beautiful beaches all along the coast, all the way from Agnes up to Yeppoon and in between. It's incredible.
And we're lucky that we've got a team of volunteers out in Tanum Sands
that
really love the beach, keep the beachfront clean with volunteers picking up rubbish every day. Yep. And luckily, a lot of people aren't leaving their rubbish on the beach, so there's not much to collect, which is the good thing as well. So let's go enjoy Tanum Sands Beach. I know it's like middle of winter right now, but still, I feel like we need to celebrate today. This is a win.
Mate, winter in Queensland is the best. It's 27 degrees every day. I go to the beach. It's winter. And I'm not freezing my nipples off, so that's a good day to me. That's good winter for me.
I feel like maybe some people would, though. Maybe you're an anomaly.
You can check that all out at hit.com.au. Trending now coming up in another hour's time.
Yeah, with Dean McCarthy in next hour, Tim.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, if you thought your last date was bad...
Oh, it's been a while. Is this like a first date or a date with a partner?
A first date.
Okay.
I thought my last first date was really bad. I ended up, I was on a date with someone and he ended up moving to Sydney the next day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bloke with the mullet that...
Oh, that one was pretty bad too.
That started eating your food off your plate without asking you.
We could talk about all the terrible dates I've been on.
Sorry, haven't got enough time.
A lady in Bondi was on a terrible first date.
La-di-da. If you've never been to Bondi, I'd avoid it.
Yeah.
The worst people.
Well, the restaurants are really expensive as well.
Yes, they are.
And so she's at a restaurant. Her date has ordered drink after drink after drink.
Keep going, buddy. I'll just die over here.
You're right. Her date has ordered drink after drink after drink. And then he's gone, all right, I'm just going to pop out for a second, grab some cash out to pay, and I'll be back in a sec. 20 minutes later, blocked her number and done a runner on her.
Not cool, man.
Yeah. And so she's like distraught sitting at the table. And
because she realized what she's been ordering and she's like, oh, what have I done to
myself? It was pretty obvious he wasn't coming back and there's no way she could foot the bill by herself because he'd run up this bill so high.
I didn't know that people actually did dine and dashing, like where you leave a date. I've never... ever, even in the worst dates I was ever on in my younger years, never thought, better stretch the calves because Timmy's going to be a sprinter out here.
I had one date, I was pretty sure it was with the mullet guy, where I was like, Oh,
did you do
checking
the phone?
My watch? I reckon it was the shortest date I've ever been on. It was like 40 minutes. And I was like, oh, anyway, nice to meet you. See ya.
He was like, oh, I've got to get running too. Got to wax the mullet. You know how life is, baby. And then he just did finger guns for 5 minutes straight until you left. So I would suggest don't dine and dash. I think this bloke
is a
bad guy.
But not only did he dine and dash, he blocked her number so she couldn't even get in touch with him. He just disappeared.
Can't even BPay that through. That's just rude.
I mean, it's a good way to get a free meal though, hey?
I was going
to
say, what are you doing for dinner?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a very special movie is coming to Central Queensland this weekend for a premiere on Saturday night in Yeppoon and Sunday night in Gladstone. Yolanda Remke, she's a local girl, made a movie called Cargo. It's the first movie to be picked up by Netflix and distributed nationally and internationally.
From an Australian.
And we're so excited to have her on the phone right now. Good morning, Yolanda.
Hey, guys.
How are you feeling? Because first Australian to be distributed across Netflix internationally is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It wasn't something we were expecting when we sort of set out to make the film. We thought we'd have a bit more of a traditional release. And then in the edit, Netflix caught a glimpse of a trailer that we put together. It all kind of snowballed from there. But yeah, we couldn't be happier. They're an incredible platform.
You've written and directed this film. Can you give us an insight on what Cargo's about?
So essentially, it's a story of a father who has been infected by a virus and has 48 hours to find a new guardian for his baby daughter in the middle of outback Australia before he turns into what is essentially a version of a zombie.
Oh, very cool.
Now, obviously, shooting something like that would have been incredible. You have a Q&A session on Saturday and Sunday in Gladstone and Yeppoon. What kind of questions are you prepared for, and what ones would you go, oh, I wish they didn't ask that one?
Oh, man, I'm always nervous whenever anybody gets given a microphone in the audience. It's usually the people that are asking stories about backstory and things that happened before. It's always a bit of a delicate thing. And there's also things you don't want to spell out for an audience as well. You kind of want to let people sit with it and have their own interpretation on things. So, yeah, just kind of striking that balance.
So, Yolanda, what's up next? Has Netflix ordered another 7 movies like Adam Sandler style? Or?
Oh, we'd love that. We'd love that. We're still sort of feeling things out a little bit at the moment. Cargo was the first film that myself and my co-director Ben Howling made, and was very all-consuming, and you know, has taken the last 5 years of our life to get it to this point. So yeah, just kind of coming up the air after that and looking at options and starting to put new creative ideas together.
Well, it's great to see a local person going so well. You've worked on the very successful movie Australia. We really appreciate your time. It's this Sunday at Gladstone, this Saturday night at Yeppoon with a Q&A session for the new movie Cargo on Netflix. But we have some double passes right now. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. We've got one for each. So first in, best rest. Thank you very much for joining us, Yolanda Remke.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I need help. I need your help. And 13, 12, 16, if you want to offer some advice. Mm. I'm on board. And I hope that people haven't been put in the situation that I am. But I'm excited because this Saturday I'm helping MC pop-up polo that's in Rockhampton. Very excited to go down. Polo game, the biggest polo game in North Australia.
Right.
Which is very exciting. I'm special comments, which I've always wanted to be. And pop-up polo, like polo the sport, it's quite fancy.
So polo is the one where they're like on the horseback with the sticks, right?
Yep. Yeah. Exactly right. A lot of royals play it in India, in the United Kingdom. It's a sport of gentlemen and gentle ladies. And I don't know if you're aware, but I'm not super considered as a very posh gentleman.
You're not a posh gentleman and you're not a polo expert.
I wear shorts and a t-shirt and thongs every day of my life. Sorry if the boss is listening, but that's OHS to me. I don't know what to wear, how to speak, because I have a bit of a bogan accent.
Yeah, look, I feel like you have to behave in a bit of a proper fashion.
Should I just walk around with my pinkies out? Just like, you know how some people, like when they're having a sip of Chardonnay, they'll just pop the pinky out? Just double, just whatever I'm doing with the microphone, whether I'm shaking someone's hand, just pinky out, being a little bit fancy.
Well, this website, Wikipedia.
How to be fancy.com.
I think that's how you pronounce it, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
They said for men attending the polo, gives them a chance to wear some bright colours. So I think you need to go out and really like jazz it up a bit.
I'm very much a white and black and navy kind of guy. I'm not a massive
I reckon throw in a pink shirt.
Pink shirt.
Who teal are tie.
You? Mate, I'm not going to look like a Sideshow Bob, so just chill out. But 13, 12, 16, if you have any advice for me on how to be a fancy boy, that'd be great to hear.
A little clue for you, because you are emceeing. Apparently they don't call them horses, they call them ponies.
That is fantastic advice, because I don't want to be saying, check out that horse. Ooh, yeah. That horse is
now,
down
they
well.
They used to use ponies, and now that they use horses instead, ponies still stuck. Right. So
I've been doing my research. I know a lot of successful polo players from the past.
I think everyone wants to see you in a pink satin shirt, though, Tim. That's what we all really want to see.
If you can get 10 comments on a Facebook post, I will wear pink. I promise you. If you can get 10 on, I'll make it happen. You won't get.
Make it happen for us.
Anyway, you can still get tickets to the pop up polo, and there's a launch night on tomorrow night at Hendricks Lane. I'll be researching, so I won't be able to attend. But I appreciate your help, and hopefully I can be the fanciest boy that ever
Good
done
luck,
lived.
Buddy. I can't wait to see the pictures.
Ta-ta.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Lady Gaga's A Star Is Born trailer was released today.
I am absolutely shook to my core. Now, this is, of course, the third remake of the 1937 film called A Star Is Born. Now, this film stars Lady Gaga. It is produced and directed by Bradley Cooper. It's his first film that he's directed. Okay, now, lots of rumours about them hooking up on the set. I think that's dumb rumours. But what's interesting about this, you know, the role was first offered to Beyonce.
Wow.
And Beyonce wanted $20 million. The budget for the whole entire film was $40 million. Nice. And in the end, they got Lady Gaga for $8 million. So they basically were like, Beyonce, because Beyonce would have done it, because it's a great story, it's an iconic story. She wanted it, but for $20 million, they were like, oh, we won't be able to actually make it.
For someone that was only in The Pink Panther, I think that, and Austin Powers Goldfinger, maybe she can demand a little bit less.
I feel like she didn't want to be in it, because she was like, oh, $20 million. Yeah, and then if she got it, she got it. If she didn't, who cares? She didn't want to do it anyway.
You know what? I reckon exactly what I reckon. You know those jobs you don't really want to do, but you give it a ridiculous price. You're like, oh, well, I'll do it for that.
Absolutely.
That's what she did.
Awesome, Dean. Well, we're looking forward to checking it out. The trailer is online now, so you can go check it out. Thank you very much, Deanie.
Thanks, guys. Bye, everyone.
See you, Deanie.
As always, you can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, I was on my way to footy training on Tuesday.
Tuesday, of course.
Picked up one of the girls on the way to footy training, and we were having a chat on the way. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I had a bit of a barney with my partner.
Never good having a barn.
I said, oh, what happened, mate? What's going on?
Unload.
And the next thing out of her mouth floored me. I nearly pulled the car off to the side of the road.
No, I think you're just a bad driver. You should really pay a bit more attention.
She said to me, oh, my God, Jess, he brought home another boat.
What?
Like, hang on a second. Pump the brakes. What do you mean another boat? How many boats do you have?
Look, after the fifth one, even I was suspicious that something was going on. But another boat. So clearly, but the best part is in this, there's been a conversation where I was like, you better not bring home a boat or you're done.
Right.
You're done.
So he brings home another boat. And
smart move.
They've now got two boats and nowhere to store the boats. They've got one garage. So one of the boats is already in the garage. The other, where are they going to put it? This is what the argument, started.
Put it in the water.
And she said that his defense was,
yep.
You're going to love this
okay,
too.
Hit me with it.
It's every man's dream to own two boats.
You know, I cannot agree with this person more. When I got my
first
boat.
Is it every bloke's dream?
When I got my first boat, my first thought was, I'm halfway there. Halfway there to the dream. No. I disagree that every man's dream is to have two boats. That's too many boats.
I just thought it was incredible that, like, it got me thinking, 13, 12, 16.
Okay.
What did your partner come home with?
Because,
like,
mate.
just another boat is just like an incredible boat. Thing to just like drop on someone.
My girlfriend, it's not at a boat level, and I'm not unhappy with it, but she'll often bring home like plants. Which are fantastic. I'll just come home and she'll be holding them in under her arms.
She literally said to me yesterday, I was like, how was your day? She's like, I got another two plants.
I don't know where the tally is because I can't see the house anymore because it looks like I'm in a greenery.
You do live in a forest.
But yes, I've brought home many things. Just the other week, came home with a big package. Girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I was like, I bought a shelf. She's like, what do we need a shelf for? I was like, storage.
This is what I love. Like, no discussion. Yeah. You just rock up home. No. Here's what I've got. And right. Coming home, I mean, can we beat coming home with another boat?
13, 12, 16. What did your partner come home with? Give us a call. And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what did your partner come home with?
Yep. Because a mate of mine from my footy team, I picked her up the other day and she's like, oh, me and my partner just had a Barney.
Got in the blues.
Because he brought home another boat.
I mean, two boats is in my opinion, a great amount of boats to have.
And
but
her partner said, it's every man's dream to have two boats.
Look, I agree, but I disagree at the same time. And this happens a lot in relationships. You have these impulse moments where you go, you see something. You're out on the street, you're shopping, and you go, do I need to address my partner on this special? No, I've already bought it at home.
Yeah,
it's in the
it's
garage.
Happening.
Honey, we've got five llamas. You can pick two of the names. I've already selected three. But on 13, 12, 16, we've had Colleen from Gympie call through. Colleen, what did your partner bring home?
Well, he went to get a windscreen fixed on a four-wheel drive and came home with a 914 Porsche.
No! Oh!
He came home with a Porsche!
How did he just come home with a Porsche?
I don't know. He just does.
Look, so hang on, wait. I'm not a big car person. A
911 Porsche is like, that's a cracking car.
Yeah.
I'm not a car person, but if I was to get a fancy car, all my money would go to a 911 Porsche. They are incredible speed machines.
No, it's a 914.
Oh, that's even better.
Is it?
That's a 1970 Porsche.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's like a limited, like, all right. But did he bring home what he originally wanted to get for the cracked windshield?
No.
All right. That's couldn't afford
brilliant.
It. Couldn't afford
no,
it.
No, couldn't afford it. He's got the Porsche.
That's for your call, Cole.
Thank you. Bye.
And we've also got Lynn from Yeppoon on 13, 12, 16. Lynn, what did your partner come home with?
Well, on his Bucks night, all the boys got back to the house and they brought home a male Irish backpacker.
Did they buy him or was he a volunteer?
No, they were out on a Bucks night in Toowoomba and they met him and he needed to get back to Brisbane the next day, apparently the story was, so they rocked up home with him.
Got him halfway there.
Love makeup, the pull-out sofa. We've got a yes.
Was he a nice Irishman?
Oh, he was lovely. Cooked him all breakfast.
Was there a conversation beforehand where you were like to your partner, now listen, Kevin, if you bring home another Irishman, I swear, it's off, we're done.
I mean, you'd kind of expect an Irish backpacking girl on a Bucks night. But
I was going to say.
They're a bunch of big burly fellas and they brought home a bloke.
Yeah, hey, I mean, the Irish can drink, Lynn, maybe that's what it was.
Each to their own, hey? Thanks for your call, Lynn.
No worries.
No worries, mate.
I mean, a car and a human, probably right up there with another boat.
Yeah, both loud and sometimes not welcoming countries. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hits CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 8 a.m. It's Tim and Jess on Hits CQ. Buddy, what is wrong with you?
I've just found a gecko in my coffee.
No, you have not.
No, buddy, I did.
Show me.
I've been drinking a coffee with a gecko in it. I can't even touch the mug.
All right.
Tim.
I'll get it.
No,
why are you yelling at me? I didn't do nothing.
Look, there's a gecko in my coffee.
Oh, there probably is.
Oh, I've been drinking that for like an hour and a half.
It's okay, bud. You're okay. You're okay. Yeah. You're okay. Geckos don't. This is not a joke.
I'm gonna vomit.
You're
I'm
honestly
gonna vomit.
Go have some water.
Oh,
I'll talk about what's coming up next. Hey, get away from the microphone if you're gonna do that, Jazz.
Oh my god.
Anyway, if I'm gonna rub a bit of salt in right now, New South Wales won State of Origin last night, buddy. Suck eggs.
Oh.
You were supporting Queensland and obviously supporting dead geckos. You'll be right, champ.
I feel physically ill.
Mate, like we are going to be
someone,
chatting.
13, 12, 16, someone tell me if I'm going to die. I just drank a gecko.
Coming in at 8:45, Brett Newman from Newman's Fitness System. He can tell you if a gecko is in your food diary for our fitness challenge. Could be good for you. Where did it come from? I don't know. Are geckos from eggs or are they born like...
I feel like it was in the kettle. That's the only place it could have been.
Or it could have... Did you clean the mug?
The mug was clean.
Probably was in the kettle then, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Jess, if you could finish your sooking right now, we need to... You're dilly-dallying again. Amy Shark. We have to call her because she's talking about her Love Monster tour, Jess.
I've got to regain myself before we talk to
Composia,
her. Because...
Composia, Composia. The three C's of our radio station.
Ugh.
All right. Anyway, thanks for that, buddy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And Jess, Amy Shark, she absolutely came out of nowhere with her single Adore You just a few years ago. Went number one pretty much, I don't know, everywhere.
And we adore her, Tim, a local Queensland girl.
Yep.
And now she's about to drop a brand new album July 13.
Love Monster is coming out, as you said, on July 13. And we're really lucky to be joined with her on the phone right now. Thank you very much for joining us, Amy Shark.
Hi. No, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
Man, I'm so glad we finally tracked you down. We've been trying to get you on the show for just months on end. You have been such a busy chick. Like, how have you been finding this, like, I mean, instant success almost?
I mean, it's a totally different life, isn't it? I've been lucky enough to have a whole other life before this. And, you know, it's incredible. I never thought I'd, you know, be able to play shows around the world and put together a debut album that I'm very excited about. So it's been incredible.
Well, we've seen you all around the United States going to Europe. You're coming back and obviously doing your Love Monster tour. It's coming into Australia, Brisbane in September 7, Gold Coast on September 8th. It must be great, even though it was obviously your dream as a young musician to travel around the world. I'm sure traveling in Australia is just as, if not more, exciting for you.
Traveling and playing shows in Australia is out of control at the moment. And I love it so much because obviously I'm playing around the world, but there is nothing compared to the amount of hype and support that I have in my own country. Like, so this tour is going to be very, very special.
Hanging out with James Corden, what was that like for that whole experience? Like when they got in touch with you, did your brain kind of go, excuse me, what?
That was a really amazing day. Whenever my managers sort of call me and say, hey, Amy, we got some great news, I'm like, you know, well, geez, what could it be today? So many amazing things have happened. But those late night shows, you know, it's such a massive audience and it's such a big deal for an Australian artist to play those shows. So, yeah, it was incredible.
How keen are you to get back in front of a home crowd?
You know, anytime I go home and play at home or even just being home, I feel the love. And like so many stations are playing the song and people are writing to me every day looking forward to the show. So I'm honestly counting down the days. And I think by ending it on the GC is going to be a night to remember. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
We're very excited for your album to drop on July 13. It is Love Monster. And I have one question before we let you go. We're big followers of you on Instagram and all social media. And I know for a fact that you were a big fan of fishing in New Zealand. Have you had a chance to actually have a fish and just relax in the last year and a half?
Like little bits, but not, I haven't actually been able to fish much, which is a bit of a bummer. But I am going to Queenstown in a couple of days, so I can chill out just before the madness of Love Monster. So, I try every now and then, but it is difficult, and I'm doing all this for a good reason, and it's my passion. So I don't mind putting the work in.
You got to come up for the Boyntenham hookup next year,
Amy. Yeah, biggest fishing competition in the Southern Hemisphere. So we'll get you a tinny. We'll get you a tinny.
Well, I don't want to, like, there's people that train all year for that, and I don't want to come in and win everything. And
I know.
You know,
so don't call you Amy Shark for nothing.
Yeah. Not because she's a shark in the water, because she's a shark in business, and she'll absolutely take it down. But
exactly.
Amy, thank you very much for joining us. Love Monster out July 13. You can get tickets to the Love Monster Australian tour. Thank you so much, Amy Shark.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'll see you real soon.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yeah, State of Origin last night, I'm sure everyone watched it. It was a new generation of Origin, a lot of people were calling it. A lot of new players, the Big Four. Kronk, Thurston, Slater, and Cameron Smith all not playing for Queensland for the first time in, I assume, 38 years.
But even New South Wales had a very fresh team.
The Baby Blues is what was being thrown around. And we decided yesterday on the show, whoever would win out of Queensland, who you support, and New South Wales, who I support, would get 1 minute free of uninterrupted gloating in a polite and respectful way for whoever won the game.
As if I haven't had a terrible enough morning, Tim.
Mate,
now you're just rubbing salt in the wound.
Mate, that's how it works. You were all cocky going, Queensland this, Queensland that. And New South Wales, as a lot of people know, won by 10 points.
Well,
last
even
night.
Last
game
night,
one.
We came back. It was very tight for a long time there.
Mate, I don't want to hear excuses. All I want to hear is you thanking me for the insults that I will put to you. And every time I'm finished an insult, you will be required to say, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Have you got a timer or something?
We'll just watch the clock. I haven't got a timer.
Okay.
But this could go for 5 hours.
Let's not.
All right. So the time, let's starts now. Jess, Queensland lost by 10 points and they were really, really bad.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
May I have it?
May I have another?
No worries. The last try that we scored, I believe Matt Morgan for New South Wales properly did a forward pass and the try shouldn't have been allowed. But it doesn't matter because we would have won anyway.
Thank you. I have another.
It was a real shame that Billy Slater couldn't get fit for the game. He tore his hamstring. But, look, even if he played the game, I don't think he would have made much difference.
Thank you so much. May I have another?
It was really interesting sitting on the couch with you. I was so confident that I fell asleep in the second half.
You did.
And left early because I knew that New South Wales had it in the bag.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. May I have another?
Thank you. This is really, really respectful.
You've got 10 seconds.
The second game, I'm probably not going to watch that because New South Wales will just clean it up.
Thank you. I won't have another because that's your time.
I don't care. I feel good.
How dare you?
You were very loud for someone that only learnt the rules of this sport about a month ago.
you said
to me, like, 2 weeks ago, I learnt what a knock-on was. And I was like, you've been playing league longer than 2 weeks.
Don't tell people that. My
don't
coach
worry.
Listens to our show.
Yeah. Well, at least now you know what a knock-on is. So don't do it this weekend. State of Origin 2, I can't wait. We'll get listeners involved and they can hurl insults
at both of us.
And we will thank them and ask for another.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Tim, we've got Paul Shambalis from Salt Power Yoga in the studio now to talk about a Blokes and Beers Yoga Night. Thank you so much for being here, Paul. It's great to see you finding a way to get more blokes involved in yoga.
And that's what it's all about. It's about getting blokes into yoga. It's an introduction to yoga for men. And a good way to do that is to obviously provide some good quality beer. We'll have some craft beer there.
Oh, very nice. Obviously, drinking responsibly is very important. But we were curious if there's any poses that involves you sort of with your head to the sky, with a long neck in your mouth, and you're just kind of sculling in a child's pose or something. I feel like that's probably not on the itinerary.
No. You could if you wanted to, but no, the whole idea of the night is to introduce blokes to yoga. We'll have a talk and good practice, and then afterwards we'll sit around and have a beer afterwards and sort of share stories, and I'll share my story of why I got into yoga and some other blokes there that have all share their stories of what it means to them.
Yoga's become this thing that you imagine girls in their Lululemon gear just heading out for the day in their activewear, but yoga was actually started by men for men, right?
It was, exactly. So over 5,000 years ago in India, it was developed for men by men.
It is great to see because obviously it's 2018, like there's nothing that's specifically for men, specifically for women. So it's great to see involving a way that, look, it's probably not necessary to be like, hey, come have a beer, but it's a good introductory to get involved and familiar with something that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So important. I'm big about sharing it, and that's what I want to do. And that's the idea of Sunday night, is to share it with more and more people. It's given me so much freedom in my life, freedom in my body, freedom in my mind. So I just want to be able to share that experience with other people.
And there's a little side note to Sunday night as well about mental health awareness for men as well, right?
Yeah, so it's Men's Health Week starting on Sunday. So the two biggest killers of men is suicide and heart disease, and both are preventable, both are stress related. And yoga is just fantastic for reducing stress and also identifying when you're starting to get in those stress response modes, and it allows you to you know, break that cycle of getting cranky with the kids or getting cranky with the wife. It's just a fantastic way to get fit and healthy and more mindful about what you're doing and how you behave and about your, you know, everything. It affects your relationships. It's an amazing practice. And
we really appreciate you coming in. How can people get involved this Sunday at Soul Power Yoga?
So 6 p.m., come down. Yeah, any blokes, come down. If you need your wife to hold your hand, some people like that, so they can come down as well. But, yeah, it's predominantly for men. And yeah, if you are a female and you want to come down and practice, we're open. We've got 26 classes per week, so just jump on down.
Sounds incredible. Thank you very much, Paul from Soul Power Yoga there.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on HIT.
3, 2, 1.
You can do it!
Tim and Jess's 8-week challenge. Thanks to newmanfitnesssystems.com.au for all your group, personal and online training solutions.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ, and we are still in our 8-week fitness challenge with Newman's Fitness Systems. This is week 7, and joined again in the studio by Brett Newman. He's the Newman part of Newman's Fitness System. Thanks for coming in again, Brett.
Morning, guys. Thank you.
Now, just quickly before we get into what we want to talk about, a gecko's part of our food diary for a food challenge.
Yeah, good protein.
Jess accidentally had one in her coffee. She didn't swallow it, but it gave it a bit of flavor.
I still feel so sick, Brett. Like that, I'm off coffee. I'm never having a coffee again.
No, blasphemy. What was that?
But Brett, it's week 7 of our 8-week challenge. This is what I like to call cram week for a challenge for people to go, ooh.
Well, this time next week,
it's going to be all
over.
Wrapping up.
Yeah.
So, what can people do this week? Obviously, within reason and in a healthy way to make sure that they're working hard for that final week of this challenge because it's been quite some time.
It has. So, throughout the duration, you guys would have been receiving emails weekly from me, and in there was a number of mini challenges, if you like, and one of them was a 7-day shred. Did you see that?
7-day shred is in my saved email folder, so that's how important it is to me.
Unsave it, pull it out, and do 7-day shred.
I'll do it.
Yeah, do it.
I'll start it next Sunday.
That's the way to finish off strong.
And for finishing off strong, it's also good because you can ramp into starting another 8-week challenge with you if you can. And applications, I believe, they're wide open right now.
They will be today. So they'll open up and the weigh-in, test and measure. And Megan, our friend Megan Lee, will be there on Saturday next weekend, 9 o'clock in the morning at the gym. And that will be the finish measurements and body fat percentages and everything for everyone, and it'll also work as the start ones for the next one, which kicks off.
I'm very excited
to get my final results. You know mine more than anyone because you've seen the roller coaster that has been my weight for the last few weeks.
I have.
And hopefully I want to finish the roller coaster screaming happily instead of sadly.
Just screaming.
but you can get in touch with Newman Fitness Systems if you want to sign up for their next 8-week challenge.
We'll put a link on our Facebook page as well, Tim, if you want to sign up for the next 8-week challenge starting next week.
Next time we speak to Brett, we're going to be finding out our results. It's very exciting. So maybe if we get him to write them down and he can reveal them to us.
Okay.
That sounds like a fun idea.
We had a bit of a peek at yours. But let's not release anything just yet. Hey?
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in, Brett.
Thank you, guys.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.